Hello there, Rabbi. My, that's a tasty spread.
All the good food that you can put on the grill and then eat it.
I remember once going to a restaurant and I asked the waiter, "What's good here?" And he said, "Everything." And I said, "Okay, bring me everything." And I wasn't kidding. The food was delicious and I wanted to try it all. Only restraint and the fact that my wife was sitting there saying, "You're not going to order anything more, are you?" Stop me. Is that gluttony? Is that what we're dealing with? Is that the easy definition?
Gluttony, one of the seven deadly sins, is overindulgence, is not knowing when to stop, not knowing what's healthy or unhealthy for us. Food really provides a metaphor because that's the easiest to visualize when we overindulge. In fact, one of the biggest money makers is medication to deal with overeating, whether it's acid reflux, acid indigestion, whether it's too spicy, not spicy enough. But it's a multi-billion dollar industry where if we just stopped for a minute and said, a small amount or a modest amount, my body can take this much, I eat it, or my body doesn't do well with those spices, so I'm not going to eat them. I wouldn't need any of those medications. But what fun is there in that, Joe?
And let's not forget the weight loss diet pill industry as an indication of being allowed to eat more and not pay the consequences. Is gluttony confined to consumption, or when we look for ways to get away with it, is that part of the sin?
That's why I mentioned that food provides us with a visible metaphor. Gluttony is overindulgence, is when we do anything that begins to harm us. Exercise, not exercising. Binge watching, not binge watching. We can pick anything, and we can put that in the category of being gluttonous, of feeding the body to the point of it's harmful and it's not healthy for us. The fact that weight loss is a problem tells us that gluttony is a problem.
And I hope you're not going to include over collecting of books and magazines in that category.
Think we have to stop and look at our own behavior and say, is my behavior healthy for me? Not what I read on the internet, not what I hear in the social media. I could take that information under advisement, but what I want to really look at is my life, my lifestyle, my chemistry. Create my own regimen and go, the gym is fine, but not five times a day. Not spending more time in the gym than doing anything else. Or it's okay to go to a barbecue, it's okay to have kebab. How much? And I think therein lies the rub, to use a famous quote, is gluttony is about self-control and knowing yourself. The same thing applies to shopping, to buying tickets for the Mega Millions or the Bigger Buck, whatever it's called this week.
Playing video games, playing any kind of game, watching too much television.
Any of that would come under the sin of gluttony because our behavior has become destructive to us. Rather than zeroing in on any one thing or any one event, look, there's nothing wrong with going to a party and overindulging. We all do. So there's some good medication to take. None of this is wrong in and of itself. The sin of gluttony is a pattern of behavior that turns out to be self-destructive and harmful to us.
So, what you're saying is seek balance in all things.
And isn't that what all our scriptures teach us? Balance, the middle path, the middle way. One should not exclude food, nor one should only eat that food. It's about the balance.
Well, I know what's essential to my balance, Rabbi. Thank you, as always, for your observations. Now I'm going to go get me some hot dogs.
And that's our message for our viewers and listeners today, is the middle way.